Paul, could you talk a little bit how you got started in basket making? Like how you learned in the beginning?
My neighbor lived out here at the end of the road, mm-hmm. and he made baskets, and of course I'd go out there and he'd be working on them, and I just thought how neat it'd be to learn something like that. And after you got it done, you say, well, look at what I made, you know.
Yeah.
And I went out there one day and I asked him, I said, would you teach me or learn me? And he said, well, sure. And so I'd go out and watch him. He wouldn't set me up or do nothing, you know, I'd just watch him. And I'd make a hoop or whatever like he did, or try. And then I would come home and I'd try to do like he done, you know. And that's basically how I learned. I learned the hard way.
Now, was that Tony Waddell?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, where did he live?
Right out to the end of the road in that White House on the left.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Yeah. And was that, about how old were you then? Were you still a boy or?
Well,
or a young man?
About 24 years ago.
Okay,
guess,
yeah.
Something like that.
Back in the 80s or something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's how I learned, and after I learned, I just tried different methods, you know, and Leona showed me a lot, and Mark, he showed me different styles. And
Mark Childers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's a real basket maker. In my book, he's one of the best.
Is that right?
Yeah. He can make practically anything, you know, and that's what I like to do is try different things.
Do you know some of the members of Mark's family, like, is it Lestle Childress? Is that his grandfather?
Yeah. I never did know him as much as I did Mark, but Mark, he'd go to Frankfurt with us every now and then, and he was always a big cut up, and we'd all work together. Everybody's got a little different. Even Tim, his baskets won't be exactly like mine, but they'll be, you know, closed.
Yeah.
And mine ain't exactly like Tony's, but that's the way you learn. That's the only way. Now you take Francis and Bug,
mm-hmm.
I could tell every basket in the country that he made. He had one certain style that he tied that inside in.
Okay, yeah.
And you could tell everyone that he made.
That was Francis and
Bug Glass.
Oh, okay. And Willard. I know him as Willard, but Bug Glass. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, Tony, he had to have somebody to get his timber out, and couldn't walk very good, you know, and I'd go with him, and of course I'd get timber out for him, and then we'd bust it and he'd give me half of it for helping him, and so that's how I got my timber back in.
Oh, okay. Is it, are the white oak trees that are ideal for basket making, are there enough of them around here now, or do you have trouble finding some?
You have trouble finding, well, there's all kinds of timber, but finding real good stuff.
Yeah.
Now this does pretty good, but it'll run off if you don't watch it. What I'm talking about by running off, it'll maybe, you've been going along good, and all at once it'll just run off to nearly nothing here.
Oh, okay. So how do you know when you found a good tree?
Actually, when you get it down to where you make splits.
Okay, so you don't really know till you open it up.
Well, you can pretty well tell. I like a good straight bark line.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it's running like this, usually when you bust it, it'll be twisted.
Okay.
But if you get a good straight bark line, and then usually there'll be moss growing around the bottom of it, you know it.
Uh-huh.
And the bark wants to be a little bit loose, but not you know, just so loose it'll all fall off. But
okay.
I like it a little bit loose. And they usually you'll get a pretty good tree.
So what does the moss indicate? That it's been
well, I don't know, but usually when it's got moss, it grows around the bottom of it. It's moist ground, you know, and it's growed pretty good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's what I go by. Now, yeah. I don't know exactly. People has different things, I guess. But
is that something you learned from Tony, or is that yeah. something you kind of did from learning?
I just
experience?
Watched him when he'd go cut timber, you know.
Yeah.
You'll get more that won't work than yeah. you will that does work. And I've give as much as $25 to $40 a tree, and then all I'd get out of it would be framing. But sometimes you can buy one and it'll do good.